This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Reports a day on intelligence, and they are subject to strict scrutiny. While the White House does not routinely comment on alleged intelligence or internal deliberations, the CIA director, NSA, National Security Advisor, and the Chief of Staff can all confirm that neither the President nor the Vice President were briefed on the alleged Russian bounty intelligence.
All right, that was the word from the White House Press Secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. We have so much to jam on in this hour. Incredible. This was one of the big stories. Imagine this alleged Russian bounty on the heads of our armed men and women, the U.S. troops. So that was a little slice of a press briefing on Monday, where you heard McEnany said the intelligence agency's given thousands of reports, she went on to say, and only brings verified, confirmed information to the president's attention. So backing that up, because this follows an unconfirmed report by the New York Times that suggested the president knew about the bounties and failed to address Congress. So she went on to slam the Times for using unverified info, and so they should be held responsible for false reporting. So that is the question of the hour. What is going on with the bounties by the Russians on the heads of our soldiers? Can you imagine? In the middle of the pandemic, where it's getting hotter instead of cooler in places like California, like Texas, like Arizona, that had to close bars, gyms, and other businesses after a brutal increase in cases. In Georgia, at least 143 people at the University of Georgia test positive for COVID-19. And then we have a couple of people that went off the rails about being told to wear a mask. One of them was in Dallas, Texas. A woman was shopping. A young woman was shopping in Fiesta. Texas was the name of the store. And when she was asked to wear a mask, when she did have a mask in her hand, she started throwing all of the food out of the basket and swearing. And, of course, we live in the era of what? Cell phones with cameras, iPhones, etc. So there was video taken of that, and that went out all over the place, and the police are looking for her now for questioning because of what happened there. And of course, all that food had to be trashed, and there were a couple of other incidents of that happening too. People are feeling the heat, and there still is the tug of war over to mask up or not, while there are governors who are considering making it mandatory to wear a mask. And there are areas where that is going to become the norm, including Oregon. So for all the people listening in the great state of Oregon, that will be the norm. And this is due to rolling back some of what was said before, because cases seemed like they were flattening, etc. And now they've ignited more. So we're seeing that the pandemic is going in different directions. So Oregon, Kansas are two of the states that are going to require face coverings of some sort. That's going to happen. The governor in Oregon, Kate Brown, said that you're going to be required to wear face coverings in indoor public spaces. And that's going to happen starting on Wednesday to slow the spread of the coronavirus. And it applies to businesses, members of the public, going to public spaces, face covering requirements, boom. And she said the disease has spread at an alarming rate. So it's both in counties that are rural, they would consider, and urban. And she didn't want to close businesses again. She didn't want to see, okay, we have a spike. I don't want to close businesses. So just wear the face coverings is what she's saying for all the businesses, and we won't dance down this aisle. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said she's going to issue an executive order mandating the use of masks in public starting on Friday to stop the spread of COVID-19. And in her case, what she's saying is it's clear that we're seeing that we got to fight the virus, and it's up to each of us to do our part, because they're talking about confirmed cases shooting up, where they're well over 14,000, and they had more deaths. So the number of deaths is up to 270, and it's the hospitalizations that they worry about. Since I went down this path of COVID-19, we'll tell you, in the U.S., 128,000 people have died from COVID-19. 811,000 have recovered, thank goodness. 2.64 million cases. Curious about worldwide, 504,000 deaths, recovered 4.21 million. So 4.21 million. And that's where we are with that. I think the stories, though, that are so on the minds, besides the pandemic mixed with the bounty, mixed with what's happening in Minneapolis. And when I say what's happening in Minneapolis, the Minneapolis City Council last week approved a measure to abolish the police force. And a lot of people agree absolutely with the decision there for that to happen. We're going to talk to Lisa Durden, who is an outspoken African-American political analyst and social commentator. And she's thought of as a thought leader, social justice advocate, etc. And we'll get her reaction to what Minneapolis decided to do, because now what's happening in Congress this week, police reform is one of the many things that are going to be discussed, and you can imagine what the back and forth on that is going to be over defunding or not. Well, not so much defunding, more reform. What can you do with reform? Because there still is the push to defund in other areas, but what does that look like? And we've talked about that. I mentioned growing up near Camden, New Jersey, and quickly in 2012, they got rid of the police department and rebuilt it. That's what they did, because there was so much corruption and problems with everyone all the way around that there was no trust in the community whatsoever. So it worked. It worked for a city that was right over the bridge from Philadelphia in southern New Jersey. But it's a much smaller area, of course, than Minneapolis. But it's interesting. We knew this was happening with the city council. And let's see, moving forward, what that looks like. And then, of course, a Monday Supreme Court abortion ruling was, for pro-lifers, a setback. For pro-choicers, a big moment. There are 16 abortion cases in U.S. appeals courts. That's what I think it looks like to me. I was looking it up today. But this one was key. The court rejected Louisiana's restrictions on abortion. And the conservative-leaning court split 5-4 on the decision, overruling a state law that requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. So that was a big one coming out of the Supreme Court. There are other things that we're going to be talking about in this hour, including, I was asked today, I did a national television spot about Major League Baseball and what about the virus and what's that going to look like and the NBA opening up and some of the things that the NBA is going to do. And then there is a group of Texas bar owners who say, whoa, 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 we're going to sue you. Reopening amid the pandemic. They don't like this reversal of fortunes. Coming up next, though, we're talking about the Minneapolis City Council's decision with Lisa Durden.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Transparent and we don't have accountability, we continue to have mistrust, we continue to have these protests, and the cities continue to have riots, not because of what we're doing, but because police brutality is going unaccounted for. And at the end of the day, I'm sorry, black people are losing our lives, and everybody else is trying to play technicalities.
All right, that's the familiar voice of Attorney Ben Crump. You recognize him. He's nationally recognized, of course, a trial lawyer, but he leads the George Floyd family's legal team. You heard what he said there, and he certainly has reacted to Minneapolis' city council approving that measure to abolish the police force. And we have Lisa Durden with us. She is a thought leader for sure, very recognized, social justice advocate, Black Lives Matter supporter, feminist, and, I mean, it goes on and on. She's the host of Stop Killing Black Bodies podcast. Lisa, thanks so much for popping on.
Well, let me just say, Stop Brutalizing Black Bodies podcast, because brutalizing goes broader than killing. Just want to make that little edit.
There you go. Brutalizing, absolutely. So you heard what Ben...
Yes,
it is much broader. You heard what Ben Crump said, and he talked about it. And what do you think it... I mean, let's just roll this back for a second. I just want to get... Because you and I have talked before, but we haven't talked about this. When you saw what happened with George Floyd, did you know, oh, my God, this is it. This is the turning point.
You know, black people, I'm not usually speaking for us as a monolith, but I think for this particular thing, I can speak for pretty much all black people, if not almost. Every time is the time we think is going to be the time. The time when they killed Trayvon Martin, the time when they choked out Eric Garner, the time when they hung Sandra Bland in the police custody and they said she killed herself. I mean, at the time when they killed a little young guy, Tamir Rice. I mean, and there's lots of females' names. You know, the time when they killed Breonna Taylor a couple months before, they killed George Floyd. I mean, and there's endless names But we have not names. I mean, the names are long. So every time, you know, even when you go back to Eleanor Bumford, when you go back to, you know, when you go back to the, what's the guy in California, when he said, can we all get along? And there was a riot in California. I mean, there's always a time, and it's never the time. So I think that, you know, sometimes we'll be more boiled over than other times. This might be that time that the lava is, you know, boiling over now, and it's spilling out for weeks and weeks and weeks in the way of protests. So I do think that when this kind of incendiary thing happens and you see the person die on camera live, like you saw George Floyd die in front of your eyes, it was an outcry, not just here in the United States, around the world, around the nation. So it made this groundswell. So people have been protesting since then, like for months now. So I think this is going to make some headway in some of the issues or some of the racist police officers doing, you know, just acting recklessly and over-policing, a lot of the injustices that led up to things like that, that leads up to people thinking black people are criminals, a $20 bill. A lot of us have had counterfeit $20 bills we didn't even know we did. You know, I'm selling a Lucy cigarette when white people are shooting folks up in movie theaters and they get arrested without incident. And don't get me wrong. People are confused about the black community. Please hear me well for those audience members who are confused. It's not like we don't want policing. They love to say, what about the black folks who are killing each other in Chicago? Well, first of all, there's no such thing as black-on-black crime because all crime is intraracial. If you're going to talk for black-on-black crime, it's white-on-white crime. Most people commit crimes where people are in quick reach, your next-door neighbor. So most white people commit crimes against white people, and so on and so on. So be clear. We want policing in our communities no different than white people. We want to be able to call the cops when somebody robs us or, you know, tries to kill us or whatever's going on. But I don't want to call the cops in my neighborhood because a little kid who's 16 breaks into my house, like my sister had a couple of years ago, a 16-year-old, and they beat the crap out of the guy and killed the boy. In my sister's case, the cops got him. They did not abuse the boy. They arrested him. Mama took him to court. He had to pay restitution. It was cool. That's what we call proper policing. So this is what we're having an issue with, not the policing within itself.
All right. Well said. Proper policing. So your reaction then to Minneapolis's city council now what they've decided to do, because that is a radical proposal from what we've seen ever in the past, other than near where I grew up, Camden, New Jersey, did it in 2012.
Oh, Jersey girl. Yeah. So it's in its early stages. It's not a guarantee. So there's a unanimous vote that was approved by all 12 members of the council. But it has to go through a few other things. It's just a proposal. And I think it's got to go through a proposal. Then it's going to be reviewed by the city charter commission and the whole entire council by August 21st, according to them. The mayor hates the idea, but through the mayor, because the mayor is not the boss of them. The council is the boss of the mayor. So Jacob Fye, around to that. And then it's gotta go all the way through to November when we vote. So it's gonna go through a few iterations. But just so that people are not alarmed and they're freaking out, oh my God, we don't have any policing. They're going to change, when they say defund the police, they mean the police as we see it now. So there's a few proposals out there. There's nothing guaranteed yet, but I do think, to your point where you're from, they can use, Camden as a model. It wasn't perfect. And the thing is, people love to, they can't wait to find some imperfection in the change. Well, there's always imperfection in change. If I'm atrophying as we speak because I'm 56 and I haven't worked out in about 15 years. If I just all of a sudden, so my body's atrophying. If I just woke up tomorrow and decided to run a marathon, I'm probably going to faint. I can't just run a marathon tomorrow in the Boston Marathon, the New York Marathon. I got to work out little by little, get in shape. So you got to tweak things. You got to tweak your body when you're making a change. You got to tweak your habits when you want to change those habits. So then you got to tweak things. So please don't get impatient for what Camden did that I love. Camden scrapped the whole thing. The county now has the police department. All of those idiots and fools had to, they scrapped them all. It's done. The city doesn't run it anymore. And any officers who felt like they had the qualifications, they had to reapply. And anybody who was new had to apply as well. And they selected the best of the best who want to actually do community policing. Like, think of something as simple as this, like a defunding of the police. Take away the money to do something as simple as have police officers in buildings with kids. I live in Newark, New Jersey. Why do we have actual buildings of kids. When I was growing up, we had Mr. Kravitz. Mr. Kravitz was a white guy. He was cool. He wasn't a cop. He never gunned. He never sticked. He was our dude. He walked in the hallway trying to cut class. He said, Lisa, where are you going? My locker. We'll get there. Kravitz didn't even send me to the office to get suspended. He just said, get where you're going. This is called community. So we didn't need a police officer in the building. And what's interesting is you don't see police officers in white communities in the building, even when they've had shootouts. There's never been a shootout like Columbine in North New Jersey, but they are preemptively saying we're criminals. So take the money from all the cities around, let's say the country, who have police in the building. You know how many millions of dollars they would save out of the budget to take that out of the budget? So that's what I mean by defunding. Taking policing out of things like high school with kids or like mental health calls. You don't need a cop for a mental health call. You don't even need a police officer when I'm making a bad turn on the wrong street or I'm parking badly. You don't need a cop for that. You need a police officer for actual crime, not when I had a counterfeit dollar. No one's life is in danger. So this is where a lot of that money is going to come out of it, all that fat, and put it somewhere else when you have, like, calls for, let's say, 311, maybe, for instance, you know, when it's like a mental health call. You call a person on call, like 311, like a doctor's on call. These are just kind of ideas. So they're not saying just totally get rid of police departments altogether in the same way we should today, yes, but not just altogether. Take those funds, put them in social, mental health areas, education, those things, and just whittle down to getting the money specifically for the department for crime. And that's all police officers be called for are crime, not, you know, just nuisance kinds of things that people do every day. Like, for example, why was the black girl in New York, her name is Kalima Rozier, we don't know her name, say her name, hashtag say her name. Just about a month ago, Kalima Rozier is going into the train station in New York. They have cops down there for jumping turnstiles. Like, really? She had her mask under her chin. Maybe she was walking for a long time. It was hot. Maybe she couldn't breathe. I don't know why she didn't have it on her face. But she came down into the train station with her little daughter. They didn't just say, ma'am, before you get on the train, make sure you put your mask on. You know, community policing. Right. No, they accosted her. Four guys accosted her. And they demanded that she put her mask on. And she yelled, like, get out of my face. Like, it was very aggressive. And then they started grabbing her and dragging her. Her daughter's there. This is not something police officers should be doing. It's not a crime.
Yeah, I agree. Lisa Durden, we got to leave it there. You're terrific. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks. We'll have you back on. All right,
yes,
there you go.
Bye.
she nailed it, man. She really explained it. We're going to talk about that tentative trial date. We're going to go to the mailbag and other things as well. So keep it here.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court ruled that a Louisiana law requiring individuals who perform abortions at clinics with admitting privileges in nearby hospitals is unconstitutional as it places an undue burden on women seeking abortions. The court ruled 5-4 in the case June Medical Services LLC versus Russo, with Chief Justice John Roberts casting the deciding vote, siding with the court's liberal justices. In dissent, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote, "Today, a majority of the court perpetuates its its ill-found abortion jurisprudence by enjoying a perfectly legitimate state law and doing so without jurisdiction. Thomas claims that those performing abortions do not have standing to challenge laws on the basis they restrict the ability to get an abortion because it's not their rights that are at issue, but of the potential patients only. Thomas went on to flatly state that abortion precedents are grievously wrong and need to be overruled. This is USA Radio News. The coronavirus is spreading too rapidly and too broadly for the U.S. to bring it under control, according to the principal deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Ann Shushak. The U.S. has set records for daily new infections in recent days as outbreaks surge mostly across the South and the West. The recent spike in new cases outpaced daily infections in April when the virus rocked Washington State and the Northeast, and when public health officials thought the outbreak was hitting its peak in the U.S. The gun violence in the streets of Chicago claimed the lives of three minors, with two others wounded over the last week alone. A 10-year-old girl was killed when a stray bullet shattered the window and struck her head while she was inside her second-floor family apartment. The same day, a 20-month-old baby was shot dead in broad daylight while strapped in a car seat next to his mother. According to an analysis of crime statistics by the Chicago Tribune, the last week has marked the most violent in Chicago since at least 2009, with some 106 people shot, 14 of them fatally. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In some places of either all or none. Either you're locked down or you just let it fly and you just ignore many of the guidelines of physical distancing, wearing a mask, shaking hands, avoiding crowds. And what happened is you see pictures on the TV of the fact that even in states that are telling their citizens to do it correctly, they're doing that. There are crowds, they're not physical distancing, and they're not wearing masks. That's a recipe for disaster.
All right, that's Anthony Fauci, the top doc, who basically is telling you, man, it is all or nothing. And, he's the doctor that people keep looking at, who's testified, who stood behind the president, who day after day we saw his face, who, as the director of the NIH, the National Institute of Health, is the face of this thing, is the first line, I guess, of defense for information, I suppose. And, you know, he says COVID-19 vaccine might not get to the U.S. to herd immunity if too many people refuse to get it. So that's the other part of this. There's so many shoes that can drop when it comes to this insane virus that has taken us over in 2020. When the ball dropped in Times Square, where were you? Were you sound asleep? Were you setting off fireworks? Were you making plans for an incredible decade? You know, there was a poll I saw last month that found one-third of Americans said they would not get vaccinated. I think it was a CNN poll, actually. Not all polls are created equal, but this one I thought, compared to all the others, they were pretty much all saying the same thing. One-third of Americans said they would not try to get vaccinated against COVID, even if the vaccine is widely available and low cost. So, you know, you think about what's the best vaccine out there? And Fauci's talked about it. Measles. Why? Because there's no 100%, but it's 97 to 98% effective. Will we be at that point with this vaccine? He says, I would settle for 70%. If it's 70%, we're doing good. And these are all ifs. We don't know. Now, herd immunity, if you never heard of it, is when enough of the proportion of population is immune to an infectious disease, either because of a prior illness or vaccination, so that spread from person to person is very unlikely. That's the deal. Now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, you know what they're talking about? Federal health education programs. They got to pump these out there that they're going to have them. You know, what are the chances? How many people are going to jump on that if it's offered? So let's dive into a little bit of the monster we know as coronavirus. By the way, thanks for listening to the show. If you just joined us for the first time, my name's Kate Delaney. You can always flip me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. First of all, the economic disaster is staggering, right? 47.1 million Americans filed jobless claims in 14 weeks. Wow. I mean, that still is an insane number. 1.48 million workers filed first-time claims for unemployment insurance last week. And that latest round of applications means that staggering number, 47.1 million, making the initial benefits claim in that short amount of time. Now, we have seen some things dip. You know, there was a drop in a row, a couple of drops in a row, and that slide, though, is slowing for people going for the first time aid. So the initial jobless claims are the most reliable gauge of layoffs. And that's what you look at because it shows you the job market is in turmoil. But I don't think we even need to see that to know that this time around. We didn't need to see that to know that. We know because we saw how things were shutting down. Then we had an unexpected uptick when about 2.5 million positions were added in May. So, you know, it's like a seesaw. It's going up and down, up and down. And unfortunately, this is so much controlled by the unknown, the virus, etc. You have the World Health Organization that's warning the worst is yet to come. L.A., Florida, closing beaches. And we have the 4th of July holiday coming up, and we're seeing a lot of young people ignoring that. Let's go to the beach and hang out. There were a couple of cases where one was a nightclub in Texas. Everybody was just wall to wall. Then there was this singer in Tennessee who put on a concert, and you had so many people in that audience. It was like, are we really in a pandemic or not? I mean, I get the frustration. I get feeling like we're under house arrest, whatever you want to call it. But you had this, you had Chase Rice and Chris Jansen concerts that go on, that happen. There's massive backlash to this, though, by the way, from some pretty big heavy hitters in the biz. And, you know, basically what Chase Rice said in one of his new songs is, Dear Corona, and it was a video he posted a couple of months ago. He said, you don't know the heart of a country fan. You don't know that we don't give a damn. We're going to show up, hold our drinks high, sing songs about trucks and beer. So hundreds of people showed up to see Rice sing outside of the Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary. And it was a standing room only crowd, packed as tight as sardines can get in a can, right? Packed as any audience before a pandemic. There were people right there in the front row. Oh, and so the backlash, the backlash has been swift. Like I said, with a lot of people that are in the business who are slamming them for doing that, for setting people up for what could be disaster by how quickly they all gathered and how they were, how they were on top of each other. But the staff and the vendors, had to wear masks, and the guests passed through temperature checks before entering. So, I mean, that did happen, right? So we'll see. That, you know, Tennessee guidelines allow large events, venues, attractions to operate at half capacity. But some artists say that because a 10,000-person amphitheater can hold a show doesn't mean it should. So that's the thing. Then that's how you get, I mean, that's how you get them all on top of each other. But what people will wait for with bated breath is this going to turn into, is this going to turn into something more? So is there going to be a massive outbreak because of that? If there isn't, then it's a, see, told you so. You know, look, the vendors wore masks, etc. But if it's not, then that's where everything unravels, because who do they touch and the people that leave there? You know, you get it. We already get it that it's a chain. And we, what can you do? Unless you completely hack the chain off and you're not going anywhere near anybody that you could possibly, if you had COVID-19, you could possibly give it to. I mean, that's it. That's the deal. Now, the beaches in Florida and L.A., I know there's people listening to us in California. I've got so much email from so many of you about this, but while we're seeing the cases climb, and the warning is out there. I mean, look, the European Union saying, American, don't bother. We're banning you. You can't come. We don't want you. We don't want your money. Forget it. For at least 2 more weeks, because they see what's happening. Jacksonville, Florida, is scheduled to host the Republican convention. They're mandating masks. They don't know how long they're going to do that, but they're mandating it. So is that going to work? Broadway, done. No Broadway shows through 2020, no matter what. Done, done, and done. There was 30 shows before that, that were already going on in the beginning of the year. It's all dark. Los Angeles, Florida counties, closing beaches for the 4th of July weekend because the cases are surging, right? With the cases going up, they feel like they can't do that. And meantime, New York State had its lowest single-day coronavirus death toll, 5. Since March 15th. So it worked for them, really just being right on top of it in a highly packed, crowded area, especially in New York City and in those other boroughs right there, versus even the rest of the state, of course, would be a little bit different. And, you know, it's interesting, after that concert, Nashville residents have to wear a mask at all times in public. That started Monday. And people who violate the order are going to be cited with a Class C misdemeanor. That starts on Friday. So they give them a couple of days to get used to it, and that's it. And then they're going to get slammed with that if that happens, if they get caught. Wow. It is crazy, right? Firework sales. Certain things, while so many businesses are taking a hit, certain businesses aren't. You're not surprised, right, that firework sales are booming? Of course they are. Because public displays, are they going to be out? So more families are going to have their own little show. Even just whatever it is that you get. Tons of sparklers, doesn't matter, whatever it is. In fact, a lot of people are saying that are in the business of fireworks, providing fireworks, are saying that the sales have been unprecedented ever. Biggest ever in the history of the industry. Biggest ever. There's one, it's called Phantom Fireworks. I've actually seen them. They have about 80 stores in the U.S., and they have thousands. I mean, they supply thousands of retailers. And they say, this is it. I mean, this is the biggest we've ever, ever, ever seen, and it has not slowed down. Started about mid-May. How about that? All right, we're going to duck out, and then we're going to duck in to the mailroom next.
When you held my hand, say remember.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag.
All right, we're in the mailbag. We're in the mailroom. We are flooded with all kinds of things, including this one from Bruce. Kate, I listened to the show, never had a chance to email you, sister. Sorry about that. But the Stalas bar thing has me hot under the collar. Why? Because I think that Greg Abbott talks out of both sides of his mouth, and this is from a gun-carrying Republican. I mean, if he was going to shut things down and keep them shut down, just keep them shut down, even if you take a rash of crap for it. Instead, he opens up the bars, then comes back and says, upon further review, I shouldn't have opened up the bars. And now you have bar owners who are stuck with the tab, so to speak. So I don't blame them for filing a lawsuit after he ordered the bars to close, after telling them they could be open, because he's so ambiguous about everything. All right, thanks for the email. I love that gun-toting Republican. So, yes, there were bars, I think, I want to say, in not too far from our mini studio. Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth, they were all part of that. There'd probably be others that may throw in. And they say that the order was just vague and it violated the rights of the bars as it relates to the Texas Constitution. They've got a Dallas attorney who I heard talk about, Jason Friedman. And he said, you know, listen, there, you've got salons open, you have so many other gyms, etc., that were open. We're told we're open, we're told we're closed, and then this is where we are. We're in the thick of it, and we should be treated the same as restaurants. But we're not getting treated the same as restaurants. So there becomes the question, is should they be treated the same as restaurants? And that's what I think that's the thing that is what the case hinges on. But Texas is a national hotspot, the spike in cases, all of that. And then what happens when people go to these bars? So what Abbott's ruling did, this new one, is it closed businesses that make 51% or more of their gross sales from alcohol. So and then you look at food and the rest of it, and that's how they decided it. It's going to be an interesting case, no matter where you live, to follow what happens there, I think. Then let's go to this one. This one is from Sam. I am a longtime listener of the show. Call us again. Kate, I'll tell you what. This is hell. This is hell, not being able to hug people, see people, just go down to my favorite pub and not worry about it. When is this going to be over? What's your best guess? That's what people are talking about. When do you think this all ends? Yeah, I wish, let me see. I've got my magic eight ball here. Ready? Let me rub this a couple times. Shake it. There we go. Ask again later. Of course, it's vague. Just like the governor of Texas. It's vague. Because the reason is we don't know. It's like a patchwork thing. We're seeing the good news, what happened in New York. I mean, 5 new cases. Boom, that's it. But now you're looking at these other areas. And frankly, when you have people just, some people are social distancing, then other people aren't. Some people are being just crazed, like, ah, screw it. Life is, this is it. You know, we're open for business. We're going to go tubing or do whatever. And then so much what happens after that is somebody has it, doesn't know they have it. And then and there's lots of these stories out there, and I've talked about them on the show. And then they infect somebody in the family, and boom, there you go. I mean, this is the problem. You don't know what you don't know. Such a trite saying, but God, is it ever true now? Because we don't know. You know, I have no idea. My best guess? I'm going to tell you what my best guess is. Full on, things are pumping, going. If this time next year that's how it is, we'll be lucky. That's good. If it's all pretty normal. I mean, you're still, maybe there's some precautions because why would you just throw everything out? There's not going to be anybody with hand sanitizers or whatever these, you know, meaning there will be, or taking temperatures, but pretty much things are a little bit what they used to be, because they're never going to be what they completely were. Never. I don't think that. Okay, let's go to this one. This one I like. We need something light on this show for a second. This one is from Ernie, listening to us in Portland. Kate, I know that you say that, you know, now that you're stuck like the rest of us, you do some of that binge watching. I'm wondering what you are binging right now. Such a good question. You know what? It's funny. I'm not binging, because that is, the word binge is that you go through that binge and then, boom, you're whipped, right? And then you go on to whatever else it is. My favorite show right now is, oh, some of you would really like this too. It's called Yellowstone. And it's Kevin Costner. It's his ranch. And what happens on that ranch? He's like a cowboy. He's like a cowboy. There's just something about it. I desperately want to go to Yellowstone. It sort of was on my list, but now it really, really is on my list to go there. So that's what I'm watching, Yellowstone. And then I like to watch a lot of, like, I'll watch a good documentary. If there's a good documentary on something, I'll watch it. There was something on the opioid crisis, and it was like a frontline thing, and I watched that. Ooh, shocking. Incisus, they talked about that, what they did, and with the cancer drug that they had, and, you know, what salespeople were getting if they had the highest dosage a doctor was prescribing, and whew, that was wild watching that. Just because they put these puzzle pieces together, right? And we keep talking about, well, how does somebody get there and who's making the money? And what a pyramid scheme it was, and yeah, wild. All right, this one is from Jack. Wow. I was going to say Jake, but it's Jack. And Jack says, Kate, did you get smashed by the Sahara storm? I did, and they called it Godzilla. That dust cloud, it was like Godzilla. I didn't really see it. Then I was out for a run, and it really saw me. It was awful. Thank you for asking that question, because, yes, I, too, walked a crazy energetic Guinness, the pup, in it, and I thought I was okay, and I have contacts. Oh, my gosh, my one eye swelled up. It looked like I was Rocky's opponent. It was crazy. Not right away, but I came back, and my eye was kind of bugging me, and normally that doesn't happen. I was like, wow, I wonder what it is, and then I realized that that's what it was, because it was so kind of... It was kind of thick out there. It was like you could see it in some places and then you couldn't in other places, but I definitely was in the middle of it. It was just that hazy sky and the air quality was bleh, but the sun rises and sunsets were incredible, super, super vivid rather. And it's weird. I mean, it's weird. I guess it lasts 3 to 5 days and peaks and then goes away, and it's a 2-mile thick layer in the atmosphere. So they were calling it a Godzilla, and I got hit by the Godzilla definitely, but didn't really necessarily realize it. In pictures, you could see it. You could see it in Oklahoma. You could see it in Dallas. You could see it in Houston. There were a lot of places where, against buildings especially, you could see what that quality of that air looked like, and it was pretty nasty stuff. All right, let's move on to another one. I love getting more in. All right, this one is from Bruce Delaney. You would be up on this kind of thing. Taxes. I just completely pushed them aside in a drawer when I got that break in April. I didn't want to get my little pencil out, but are they sticking with July 15th, or is there any wiggle room? Well, there's always wiggle room to file an extension, but you know you're estimating what it is. I just checked on this. The deadline is firm as of right now, July 15th. So if you haven't filed your taxes, file your taxes, right? And they know. I mean, they know they're talking about payment options and that kind of stuff. And then there's people that get refunds though. Maybe you get a refund. If you get a refund, I hope you would have already filed it, because then you get the money. But I think they'll be flexible about payments, the stuff. Of course, you get the penalty if you do the payment thing. But anyway, it is due the 15th. Uh-huh. And for state filing, it could be a little different depending on what state you're from, so you might want to check on that. All right, mailbag. You can always hit me up anytime, like I'm fond of saying, 24/7, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.